Hello again, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans in Washington. We begin our program today with a report on the popularity of the social media platform Twitter in Johannesburg. The South African city leads the continent of Africa in Twitter usage. A new study shows that Johannesburg averages one tweet every 13 seconds. The public relations company Portland Communications carried out the study called How Africa Tweets. It gathered information about geotagged tweets from October to December of 2013. A geotag records position information of a tweet. The study shows that over 600,000 geotagged tweets were posted during the 3 months. Alan Kamau leads the Nairobi office for Portland Communications. He says it is no surprise that Johannesburg leads Africa in Twitter use. South Africa has the highest smartphone usage of any country in Africa.
Also, Egypt featured highly. Cairo, Alexandria, other top cities in terms of active tweeting. Moving to East Africa, Nairobi is the most active, not surprising. It's sixth most active on the continent.
Mr. Kamau says geotagged tweets do not represent the total number of tweets from each city. But he says they do provide a dependable estimate of Twitter usage.
It should be a broad indicator of, you know, the trends within the Twitter sphere. It's representative enough for it to be a broad kind of indicator of Twitter activity, trends in terms of how people are using it.
The company did its first Twitter study in 2012. Mr. Kamau says the largest change he has seen is in how Twitter is being used.
In terms of topics, one of the shifts that we've seen is, you know, when we looked at our survey in 2012, that it was very much social conversations online. We're seeing much more corporate, so many more companies having a presence online. So brands having a greater share of voice, being more active, engaging consumers directly.
He says consumers are now using Twitter to discuss faulty products or bad service.
It's a much more public place, and also it's a direct channel, you know, it's a direct and public channel to complain, and people organize very well, as you know, on social media.
Mr. Kamau says companies, organizations, and even sports teams now value Twitter as a great resource for social involvement. The leading topic of Twitter across Africa is football, a sport known in the U.S. as soccer.
Africans love football, are very passionate about their football teams, and, you know, Twitter provides a platform, again, for fans to get behind their team. So, you know, the most mentioned football team is Johannesburg's Orlando Pirates. And I think, you know, it's just a fantastic platform for that kind of thing.
Mickey Modisani is the public relations director for the Orlando Pirates. He says the team's Twitter account has 145,000 followers. He says he is excited about his team's Twitter popularity. You are listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English.
The looks are the smile.
If you walked anywhere today, you probably did not think much about it. But millions of people around the world are not able to walk, not even one step. A new wearable robot may someday change that. June Sims has the report.
Men in wheelchairs have come to play basketball. Bob Emilio leads a team called the Freewheelers. They have gathered here often, but this time is different. Today, they have come to see Bob do something he has not done in 26 years, walk. Bob's physical therapists at Good Shepherd Rehabilitation Center are measuring him. They are getting him ready for a new high-tech suit that will lift him out of his wheelchair and tell his legs to move. The suit is a wearable robot known as an exobionic exoskeleton. People who are between 150 and 190 centimeters tall and weigh 100 kilograms or less may be able to use the device. When the therapist pushes the button, the exo pushes Bob forward and up. Then, motors powered by batteries act as muscles, forcing his legs to move. Russ Angold is the co-creator of Exobionics.
They still bear their own weight on their bone structure. The exo just provides the support and the ability to move.
Kevin Ault already uses the suit. He says it brings more than physical changes.
When you put hope into somebody that lost hope, it changes their whole way of living and life, 100%. That word hope is a powerful word.
Bob Emilio says standing is much better than sitting.
When you're sitting down, people are looking down at you, and you got to look up, and a lot of times you don't hear real well when you're down sitting down. So it's very important to be that you can be eye to eye.
Oh, wow.
Do you feel okay?
Great.
That is Bob's service dog, Bear. He has never seen him stand before, and he is a little worried. Within 3 minutes of putting on the suit, Bob Emilio is walking.
One, two, three. Bring the walker forward.
Yeah!
Forgot how tall I was.
The company says everyone who has been given their doctor's permission and is healthy has walked the first time they have tried the device. An experienced user can move from their wheelchair and put the skeleton on in less than 5 minutes. The therapists see that Bob's legs are trying to move on their own before being led to do so by the exosuit. They say this is surprising for his first day. Bob's wife Pam gives him a kiss in celebration.
Oh, fantastic.
Bob Emilio dreams of walking his daughter Trish down the aisle at her wedding. He shows Trish a video of his first walk. Bob Emilio is looking forward to his next walk with his daughter on her wedding day.
So it's going to happen?
It's gonna, definitely going to happen.
Okay.
He's going to walk down the aisle.
He's going to walk down the aisle?
Yeah.
I'm June Sims.
And that's our program for today. Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans. Thanks for listening.